In the summer of 2014, Dr. Blake Cameron was a nephrology and informatics fellow with bold ideas about leveraging data and technology to improve healthcare. He sought out universal problems hiding in plain sight. The idea at that time was to leverage existing patient data to detect and intervene on progressing chronic kidney disease to prevent dialysis crash starts when patients are put on dialysis emergently. These patients at higher risk of poor outcomes were frequently unaware of their progressing chronic kidney disease, that is CKD, and not receiving adequate treatment. Individuals from DHI, Duke Connected Care, the Department of Statistics, and the Department of Medicine came together to prepare a proposal for the 2015 DHI request for applications. Starting with this application, Blake and his colleagues from Duke Primary Care and Duke Population Health Management Office, PHMO, would transform chronic disease management at Duke. Part 1. Scaling innovation within the CKD vertical. Between 2015 and 2020, Duke Primary Care and PHMO completed a series of three DHI projects to diffuse chronic disease management support to primary care providers, PCPs, and patients. The first project, awarded in 2015, created risk-based population health rounds. A predictive model ran monthly on patient data to identify patients at high risk of progression to end-stage renal disease, ESRD. An interdisciplinary clinical team consisting of a specialist, PCP, pharmacist, and care manager would meet weekly to review the high-risk patients for CKD concerns and broader social drivers of care. Their recommendations were sent to PCPs. Blake emphasized that,
"If we were able to prevent one adverse outcome of a dialysis crash start, we would cover the cost of the program for a full year."
Population health rounds began in 2015 with an eligible population of about 50,000 Medicare patients enrolled in Duke's Medicare Shared Savings Program. By 2024, the program expanded to cover all patients participating in value-based care insurance programs, which now includes about 400,000 patients with Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance. The second innovation project was eConsults, which started in 2016, during Blake's first year on faculty at Duke. Blake worked closely with Daniel Costello, Chief Operating Officer of the PHMO, to develop the eConsult program, which allowed PCPs to request remote assistance from specialists. Before eConsults, PCPs often referred patients to specialists as soon as they felt uncomfortable managing a complex condition independently. Patients would see the specialist once, and the specialist would send the patient back to the PCP with specific treatment recommendations. The back and forth between PCPs and specialists created frustration through delays in care and lack of coordination on both sides. Former Duke Primary Care Chief Medical Officer, Dr. John Anderson, sent Blake the first ever e-consult for a patient who came in for pre-travel vaccinations and lab tests. When the patient's results showed reduced kidney function and elevated urine protein, John placed an e-consult. Hours later, Blake pulled up the patient's medical record. Seeing the patient's complaint of lower back pain during a recent visit, Blake called John and walked through potential causes for the lab abnormalities and back pain, including multiple myeloma, a form of blood cancer. John and Blake agreed on a set of follow-up tests to order immediately. On Friday morning, lab tests were consistent with multiple myeloma, and the patient canceled his trip. The following Monday, multiple myeloma was confirmed via a bone marrow biopsy, and the patient was started on chemotherapy a few days later. Within 1 week, a primary care doctor and specialist worked together to confirm a cancer diagnosis and initiate treatment. Without an e-consult, the traditional referral process could have taken months. In 2016, Blake completed about 40 nephrology e-consults per month. By 2024, specialists completed over 2,000 e-consults per month. Since more than half of patients who received an e-consult did not need to see a specialist in person, Dr. Ed Kooner, Chief Patient Safety Officer for Duke Primary Care, explained, "E-consults
allowed us to free up access for patients who did need to be seen."
Starting in September 2024, Duke Health began billing for e-consults, enabled by payment policy reforms during the pandemic. The team expects to bring in several hundred thousand dollars annually through direct billing and incremental downstream appointments. Ed said,
"The bigger the program got, the more work it put on specialists. Without some model for reimbursement and billing, we could not continue to grow the way we have been."
The third innovation is direct communication and engagement with patients. Blake describes this as the next frontier. Instead of requiring a predictive model to flag patients for a specialist to review or rely on a PCP to identify a kidney-related concern, Why not automatically calculate CKD risk and communicate it directly with patients? Today, CKD risk scores and education material are shared directly with patients. Patients at high risk of disease progression are directly notified and are sent educational material with information about how to reduce the risk of disease progression. Part 2: Scaling to Other Chronic Disease Verticals. Oftentimes, PHMO and Duke Primary Care start by piloting care delivery innovations for a single specialty to then scale across specialties. Blake explained that
the three CKD programs, population health rounds, e-consults, and direct-to-patient engagement, provided a framework for similar programs to be developed and scaled across disease conditions.
In 2015, there was one specialty rounds for nephrology. By 2024, there were 8 specialty rounds for nephrology, endocrinology, cardiology, behavioral health, internal medicine, peripheral artery disease, geriatric complexity, and pediatrics. In 2016, there was one e-consult program for nephrology. By 2024, there were e-consults across 59 specialties, subspecialties, and disease conditions. Demand from clinicians across specialties to participate in care delivery model innovations led e-consults to become a pillar for how Duke provides specialty care. Part 3: Strengthening the Duke Health System. Despite the narrow scope of the three separate CKD innovation pilot projects, Duke Primary Care and PHMO leaders explained how the entire Duke health system has benefited. First, the programs fill gaps between in-person visits. Daniel, the PHMO COO, explained,
"For CKD, we are there all the time, every day. We are there monitoring lab indicators, separating signals from the noise to identify issues we need the health system to act upon."
Second, the programs fill gaps in resource availability and awareness. Pam Cohen, program coordinator for PHMO Population Health Rounds, prepares the rounding list for Population Health Rounds every week and completes follow-up referrals assigned during rounds. She knows,
"There are so many resources available that patients and PCPs don't know about."
Without the added layer of support, she explains how too often,
"The patient may have given up, but no, we want to help you get what you need to be as healthy as you can be."
Third, the program streamlined complex care pathways at Duke Health that confuse patients and even PCPs. Ed walked through an example of a patient receiving a new cancer diagnosis. He explained,
"When a PCP gets an imaging report back that shows a new large mass, it is daunting to figure out what to do next.
They need to determine how to get a biopsy, if surgery is required, etc. With e-consults, patients are connected to the right oncologists. Ed has heard repeatedly that
this relieved so much of the stress from new diagnoses."
Fourth, the programs broadly improve primary care. The sustained investment in specialty support has built trust among PCPs and specialists providing remote support. Blake attests to this.
"You're much more likely to take advice from a specialist like me when I reach out to you if I've been helpful to you for 8 years when you've asked for help."
PHMO also provides PCPs with actionable data about their patients. Daniel often hears from PCPs that,
"The more I can know about a patient's health trajectory, the better I can serve a patient."
Perhaps most surprisingly, PCPs who participate in the programs improve their care for entire populations. Ed explained how e-consults build capacity for chronic disease management.
"The first time a PCP used an e-consult, they would get guidance on the appropriate steps and tests to start the evaluation and management. They would learn from that. The next time they had a patient with CKD, before they would put in an e-consult or refer, they would do A, B, and C."
Ed, a PCP himself, explained,
"PCPs want to feel empowered to treat their patients."
The innovations have done just that. Conclusion: the value of innovation. There are three main lessons about how innovation can have an outsized impact. The first lesson is that even big organizations with exceptional leaders need to invest in small innovation projects. Blake emphasized the need for investing in small projects to prove it could be done. He explained how quickly ideas can be dismissed within large organizations. In early conversations about e-consults, he said,
There was a lot of skepticism about the clinical value. Don't patients need to be seen by the specialist? There was skepticism around the economic value. We're fee for service. Do we really want to deflect this revenue from the visit? It was suggested this could not be done inside of Epic. We were able to overcome all of those.
After demonstrating the potential for e-consults through a pilot project, the care model became obvious. Blake appreciates how
the innovation pilot allowed us to demonstrate that not only is this a good idea, but it's a better way to provide care and tackle many of the structural problems that our health system faced in terms of access and quality.
The second lesson is to be more confident about the big impact of small projects. Suresh Balu, the DHI team director, often describes the DHI approach as slingshots rather than moonshots. The U.S. spent 3% of its national GDP to send astronauts to the moon. Most health systems in the U.S. don't operate with a greater than 3% margin. For Duke Health specifically, 3% of total revenue is $90 million. While moonshots are out of reach, small targeted investments of $30,000 to $75,000 are feasible. Blake understood how to make the most of small projects, explaining that
while the DHI projects are individually narrow in scope, when you stitch these things together in a cohesive, programmatic way, you accomplish a lot more.
I encourage other aspiring innovators to think cohesively about technologies. How we can link together all these things ranging from predictive analytics to professional oversight to e-consults to self-scheduling to virtual care to patient-facing education. The third lesson is that to fully realize the benefits of innovation, you must invest in people. Beyond validating and de-risking investments, DHI projects also facilitate investments in people who become future leaders. Blake is confident that training at a place like Duke set him up for a successful career in nephrology, but medical training alone couldn't have set him up to have such a broad impact through his PHMO roles.
I don't know what my path would have looked like because it was creating roles that didn't exist.
Thankfully, Blake continues to receive support to create brand new ways of delivering care for the better. With such strong leadership, some may question the need for a team like DHI to conduct short-term innovation projects. Why doesn't Duke Health just encourage business units to innovate themselves? Daniel, COO of PHMO, asked,
"Could we have done it alone? Not at the speed, breadth, depth, or quality with what DHI brought to the table.